Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince. No.
Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for Our Town and Country Office National. Everything for your home or business office, Our Town and Country Office National has you covered.
Yes, welcome to the Monday edition of the Triple M Rush Hour. A marvellous, marvellous day. 29 degrees, the shorts are out, the legs are out and the guns are out. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Plenty of things are happening in the world of sport here in South Australia. The Crows and St Kilda at loggerheads over Brady Crouch. This could end up in war. The Tour Down Under has been cancelled because of the COVID virus. This event is on pause, 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 pause. And you heard it first here on the Rush Hour last week that it will be cancelled. Melbourne Cup's on tomorrow, family, and Bernie Vince will have the winner. And the NRL State of Origin nearly sold out at Adelaide Oval. 30-odd tickets still available, $240 a pop. Wednesday night, I'll be there cheering on Queensland. And every time he comes on, this show gets sold out. Bernie Vince joins us on this Monday. Good to have you back, mate. Good afternoon, Bern.
Good afternoon, boys. I was just
pumping
just
yourself up there, young man.
Song, well done. Good you've to got see your you. Legs and guns out, like you said.
I did too.
Bit white for me at this stage. Maybe go speak to Bluey about how he tans them up before he gets them
out. That's a good point.
That's a very good point. But, thank you.
How was your weekend, young man?
Good. Okay, good. Had a few beers on Saturday afternoon, which was good. It was my first weekend off for a long time,
well
Jars, being the week after Grand Final. Yeah. So it was a bit like my Mad Monday.
That's
so,
it was too, yes. I got that text message.
Yes, I did. Did I spell
about
it right?
The conversation we had Friday night. Oh, I was coming back from the Williston Football Club, meet the coach session, and the quiz, the Furious Five. With the Stansbury boys.
One of the funniest things I've heard. Well, I didn't realise how funny it was until I listened back. And honestly, I was on the floor. I couldn't get up.
I know, I could hear you.
It was hilarious. And there were some things I missed that they said because I was concentrating a bit. Very funny, those guys. But they'll be back. Yeah. They'll definitely be on.
But
made
it's not
a day
back
of it.
Tonight, though. Somehow it's been clipped.
That's it.
Yeah, well, where's the Furious Five on the show?
Well, I haven't even got the show.
Where's our bloody producer? And Jared, welcome back to you, Heyday.
Thank you very much.
Where's
Heyday? I've been down in Tassie and I've been having a fantastic week off. It's good to be back around the crew.
Did I sign off on that as a CIC?
You
did. No, I didn't.
No, you did.
You gave us Poxy Benny. You couldn't press a button.
I didn't
if
you give
tried.
You anybody. That was handed down by management.
He won't ever come back on this show again.
I think we told him enough times. I think we told him. Yeah, well, I think we made that pretty clear
right now. Yeah, he won't be getting a ticket
scarred.
In this show.
Well, he's seeing the psychologist currently at the moment. Well,
I'll tell you this. We do have a highlights package from your panel up that filled in last week. Here we go. So he won't be coming back anytime soon. And thank you very much for your custom.
Now, Boom, we got before we get on the segment, what we learn over the weekend, we got Jay Clark is going to talk to us about the Brad Crouch St Kilda deal. Yep. Nathan Van Berlo after 6 o'clock will talk to us.
New midfield coach.
Your mate.
Yes.
And he's a lovely young man. He's a housemate. So he's back home and his lovely wife are back home, Adelaide girl. So we can talk about that. Plenty to get through. Got some mail on Port Adelaide. I got some bit of mail on Norwood. What else have I got? Boone? Redbacks? Redbacks? Are we going to go there and whack them or are we just going to call our Jets down there at Glenelg Oval?
Really. They've bounced back. That man, Travis Head, saved us again. 150.
Well played.
We were two for 10 and then when he came to the crease.
So we'll just hold our powder on that. And Dusty Martin's 2020 Grand Final Guernsey sold for $475,000.
Oh, what?
Yes, sir.
Who bought it?
Well, did little Harvey put a bid in, your son?
He's pretty good with technology, but I don't reckon he'd be able to bid on something yet.
He can swipe.
$75,000. And hey, you whack Bernie and I about our merch.
Your merch is still available online for $275 on eBay right now.
Jeez. $75,000.
And that's a Guernsey boot. Oh. You get Jars himself for $275.
All right, gents.
In the Australian Football League, there are two markers which designate bad performance. The scoreline and these two, Bernie and Jars. This is what they learned.
All right, Bern, did you glance your eye over some papers or heard some news on the TV or radio? Just pricked your ears that you want to share with the family on this Monday.
I'm going to guess, and I think I know what yours is going to be, so I'm not going to steal that one off you because I have done that before.
I don't think you'll get mine.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, you go.
I'm just, I've sort of changed it. So it is cricket related, mine. But it's not the Redbacks. It's general cricket.
I've got nothing in there with cricket, so you're all
right. Okay, my general cricket. I think we're ready for the Sheffield Shield to go to 5 days because every game at the moment is a draw and it's just boring. Victoria, 564 they made. Only three down, mind you.
Love it.
564. Yeah. They bat for 2 days. We go in, all out for 200. Yeah. But they can't bowl us out again in time. I know Travis Head makes 100, but every game's a draw. Got to go to 5 days.
Like it.
Because that's how we're going to make good test cricketers get them to bat for time like they do. But then the bowlers have to get wickets. So I think they need to go to 5 days. Too many draws.
Yeah, love it. What else you got?
Well, I thought you were going to whack the Redbacks.
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
Well, that's not what
I was. You're
going to
whack them or not?
No.
Okay,
no.
So we'll leave it. Is that it?
That's it for me, mate.
Okay, for me, I'll tell you what. The Wallabies, who got mauled by the All Blacks over the weekend.
Where'd you go there?
I beg your pardon?
I'm not a huge rugby union follower.
Well, anyone that represents my country, I'm there to support. Mm. Can in hand. Yeah. They got smashed by the All Blacks. Embarrassed.
What was the final
score? It was embarrassing. I think it was 167 points to about 5. How slow is rugby union to watch?
Oh, it's
stop, start. Stop, start. It's too slow.
It is. It's like the NFL. There are too many stops. They've got to find a way to continue we're changing rules. What you learned today is rule-changing sport
absolutely.
In Australia or world sport.
Yeah,
I like it.
Now, and I'll tell you another one, right?
Got two.
I've got another one. The backlash towards Stevie Marshall and SA Tourism in dumping Superloop 500 will see the last of this government in the next election.
If they don't overturn
this decision. Mr. Marshall and your team, I'm telling you now, it's the enormous backlash. I've never seen anything like it in Adelaide. Australia and overseas.
What about how well he handled COVID?
Mate, he was the king of the castle.
Yeah, and then he just went. That quickly, making that decision overnight.
Unless Stephen Marshall gets his plums out and reverses this decision.
Oh, jeez.
Bye-bye, sugar pie.
I don't know whether he'll be getting his plums out and back and what? Reversing?
Reverse this decision.
Oh, the decision. Right, gotcha.
Oh, the decision. God, I was lost.
Thought the Premier was going to do like a...
In my head.
A pressed fruit bowl.
I pictured him plums out, reversing. Oh. I don't know what he was doing.
Bulldogging out the back of the bloody end of year season bus.
Active listening, chaps. The family knew what I was about to say.
Oh, I was so confused and scared of where you were taking
that's where I'm at. That's what I learned over the weekend.
Though. He's made it now. He won't do
Everywhere
it.
Everywhere
so
I went, there was a backlash. I'm not voting for this bloke anymore. No. Where a month earlier, mate, he's a star.
Yeah. Who's the opposition leader, Jazz?
What's his name? Malinowskis?
Peter Malinowskis.
Pete. No, yes. He's not. Yeah, Pete played footy for Adelaide Uni. I'm telling you, he could be the next Premier of South Australia if Mr. Marshall and his team and SA Tourism reverse this decision.
Mm. Maybe it's time for the other Liberal leader to take over.
Up next, Jay Clark.
The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
Oh, we love this boy. He's had a great year with us here on Triple M, and he's a very busy boy with trade period. And honestly, Bern, just trying to keep up with it is so confusing. But this man's all over and he joins us. G'day, Jay, and welcome to a Monday.
Yes, hello, boys. It did sound like he'd had an absolute skinful in am I right there?
I think it might have been the Adelaide Best and Fairest. So I was pretty young at the time, so I think my speech was going pretty slow.
And you jumped off stage too, a bit like Conor McGregor, didn't you? That's who you remind me of.
It was someone threw something at me, so I had to chase him.
Now, Jay, St Kilda and the Adelaide Crows, are they set to be at a stalemate? Because it's going to get very confusing, and I tell you what, both clubs won't budge.
Yeah, look, I mean, pick 23, the free agency compensation, which is going to shuffle back a couple of picks. It's unders, isn't it? It is absolutely unders for a bloke for a best and fairest winner. So, look, the thing is, Justin Reid, the Adelaide football manager, very experienced, very wily operator, and James Gallagher is doing the list for St Kilda, right? They're great mates, as I understand it. So I'd still expect them to be able to find some middle ground here. And I'd be wondering whether it's pick swaps. So whether there's a range of pick swaps and maybe a fringe player or two that significantly bolster Adelaide's position without doing St Kilda over either. So St Kilda have said they're not doing their first round pick straight out. I wonder whether they'd be open to doing a future first rounder as part of a bit of a deal. But look, I don't think that Crouch will fall into the draft and get to St Kilda that way. I think they will find a compromise, and I think it'll bolster Adelaide's draft position. There's some rumours in Melbourne here about Jack Billings and even Seb Ross. I just wouldn't completely put a line through those two boys at this stage. They both are on decent court, but you just never know. But I think the most likely scenario here is that there's a really complicated sort of pick swap arrangement. That's the talk at the moment, and we follow it with great interest, boys. But I think Adelaide is fair enough in saying that you can shove pick 23 for agent conversations. I think that is a bit under.
Absolutely.
And fair enough, too. Jack Billings, wow, he's top 10, maybe even top 5 draft pick. That'd be a good get for Adelaide.
Hey, yeah, but now, just on him, is he a star?
Well, no. To answer your question, he's not. He's a nice player. He keeps on teasing us, I feel. He's one of those players that you think, oh, yeah, and there's all that talk about who they picked before, who was taken before, and you think, oh, no, this kid's going to have it soon. But it's always soon. Now he's been in the system probably, what, 5 or 6 years, Jay?
Yep. Mm. And new admin, I don't think they're as wedded to blokes like that who they drafted 6 or 7 years ago. Now I think Gubby, etc., and James Gallagher are just calling it as they see it. So it's a watch this spacer.
Yeah, nice. And I think that'd be a good fit for Adelaide, a young developing side. But I want to talk to you about Adam Treloar. Now, what's happened there? There's a few rumours going around that something about the playing group now wasn't interested in keeping. Is that's true? Or?
Yeah, so the report's saying that basically the players had wanted Adam Treloar out. Nathan Buckley has responded pretty savagely on Twitter, saying it's senior players got nothing to do with list management. Now, I think, and you would know this better than me, fellas, but I think the players are on board with the club strategy. It's a brutal call on Adam Treloar. Mm. Clearly, they're trying to trade him. That is 100% fact. Yep. He's not that keen to go to the Gold Coast, so just keep watching the Western Bulldogs in this space. But it's not necessarily the players driving them out. It's the list management committee, really.
Correct.
And the players are just sort of on board as they have to be. Okay. With the strategy, it's an absolutely brutal call. Absolutely. My gut feel is, that it's untenable and that a deal will get done. No interest in going to Gold Coast, but I think another Victorian team potentially. This could go one of those ones which really goes down to the wire. You feel for Adam, but okay, how versatile is he? Can you play him forward?
No.
Can you play him back?
No, he's not a genuine goal kicker. And like I've said to you a few times, look, he can find the footy, absolutely, but his field kicking is very, very average in AFL football.
And what about this, Burn? What about his defensive skills?
Nah,
non-existent, isn't it, Burn?
Very
so
ordinary.
He's inflexible.
Correct.
Yep. He's not a great defensive player, and his ball use isn't amazing, and he's on 900.
Don't
do this to him, Jay. Tips right over the edge sometimes. I'm just going to ask the next question so you can calm down. Ben Brown, what's the latest with him?
Yeah, he's picked Melbourne. So we sort of thought this would happen. He gets about 550. Melbourne will try and trade a future second round pick. The question mark is, so what does it mean for that forward line? So Luke Jackson, he's a WA boy, hasn't re-signed yet. You'd think West Coast would be pretty interested, because if Ben Brown comes in, now how tall can that forward line be? They're going to have Jackson, they're going to have Wiedemann, they're going to have Brown. We know Gorn's in the ruck, so Luke Jackson's probably the interesting one. Simon Goodwin, your great mate, has a massive year next year. This is a trade for the now, and they need to be able to put goals on the board. So, look, it's a strong play. I like it. It'll be interesting to see how they get all those tools to function in the same forward line.
Hey, speaking of my ex-teammates, Jesse Hogan, the Giants.
Yeah, so he replaces Cameron. We know he's a talented player. I don't think the Dockers are going to get a whole lot in return. What's he worth, boys? Is it a third-round pick now?
Probably. Well, they're pretty keen to move him on. They even said they'd pay some of his salary. So, obviously, that automatically means probably round 3, doesn't it?
Yeah, pick 44 or 51, I reckon.
Do you think, Byrne, he makes this work, Jesse, or not?
I think he does. And people have been saying, obviously he comes with his risks, but he is one of the hardest trainers, Jay. Now, that's something you probably haven't heard or seen, trains the house down. It's just a matter of getting his off-field stuff right, and I think he's still got incredible value, especially if you lose a Jeremy Cameron out of your club the year before. So I think they can make it work, just needs to be in the right environment. But it is a buyer beware, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's hit now. It's responsibility on Jesse. Like, no one's going to hold his hand anymore.
No,
you know, like he has to make this work for himself too. Yep.
Jay, great stuff. We've got to keep moving along, and we'll speak again.
Good on you, boys.
Hey, Hato away last week.
We
forgot to check the voicemail jars.
Yep.
Does that mean we've got 2 weeks worth today?
It may be.
It goes back a fair bit.
Does it really? Oh, your God.
I have had a chance to just skim over it, so I've got the numbers down here who we need to call
back. Play.
Okay.
You have 10 new messages.
10.
Hey, Burn. Oh, it's text.
Oh, no.
Here he goes. Do you want to train with me? I'll even let you wear that hat and go chicka 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 chicka. Thanks, mate.
Oh, g'day, it's Benny. I filled in last week, Jazz. When you said I was going to be paid cold hard cash, I didn't expect it to be a $2 coin.
Benny!
You can all bugger off. Hello, it's Yater. I missed the Triple M commentary box at the beautiful Adelaide Oval, so I thought I'd go back into the callers at Morfordville and watch 100 games for the Adelaide Crows. Bernie Vince down on the lawns. Two drinks just behind Marquee, takes a piss, bouncing out, coming up from the back. Vince taking off by three legs, doesn't spill a drop, followed by Big Boy approaching the cab break on the outside. Past the fence into a cab. This is going to be a photo. Put on Instagram.
are you watching this Sheffield Shield match against Western Australia?
Here he
Driver's head. What are the Saka thinking? He should be dropped immediately and tied up. Rory Sloane here. Sorry, I haven't called back. Yeah. I'm busy doing a surfing shirt. Yeah. Sorry, boys. Maybe next week.
See ya.
Yeah, it's Jeff from Auskick. Thanks so much again. Burn, the kids had a great time Sunday morning with you. It's great to see them line up and draw a chalk line around you, passed out in the car park, mate. That a ball. So, yeah, I haven't got a photo. I'll tag you in it, mate. Cheers.
Jazz, are you watching this Shield match against Tasmania? Travis Head is one of the greatest batsmen to ever pick up the woodwork. They should rename Adelaide Oval after...
G'day, Bernie. It's Malcolm from the Real Estate Institute of Australia, RIA. We've had a complaint about your business tagline, mate. If you can find a better deal, f*** you. You're going to have to change that. Come up with something else, mate. It's quite offensive. Thank you.
Jarvin!
Yes.
Brayshaw!
Yeah.
You are so fat!
Yeah.
When you walk past the lounge room TV, Maz misses three full episodes! You fat!
There are no more messages.
Oh, jeez. It was worth the wait, wasn't it? That is unbelievable. What does text think? I'm going to drive a train down a train.
The kids with the chalk.
Oh, well, I had a few Saturday night, so didn't quite make it onto the Oval. But
I spoke
Benny.
To KG the other day.
What did he have to say?
He did say about Travis being sacked.
He changed his tune real quick, didn't he? Hey, Benny, he's lucky to get $2 in my book. And that was the first time I've heard him get a sentence out without laughing.
Oh, God.
Congratulations to Bradley Gotch, who's the new West Adelaide Football Club senior coach.
Big news.
Well, it is big news, and he did audition for the Norwood Football Club's position there, Byrne, right?
Yep.
And so, but Norwood is still interviewing. So today they did catch up with Jimmy Allen,
yes,
three-time
okay.
McGarry medalist, and yep. Paul McCormack's name's been mentioned.
Okay, well, have they approached you?
Not at all. Yeah. No, I've got
they
no interest.
They know you're coaching.
I got no interest.
I think you do.
No, I haven't. All I want to do is focus on community football, which I have a real love and passion for.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
and
you don't
you
have
do
passion
too.
For the SANFL anymore, do you?
Well, I do. I do.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, that's huge.
I thought that was a fair question after he just said that.
Honestly. Now, down at Port Adelaide, Jeff Morris, who's a much-loved figure, has now been let go again down at Port Adelaide.
Oh, God.
I
to try and
that.
Fit in Nathan Bassett's salary.
Oh, because, it's the flow-on effect.
Honestly, you know.
The flow-on effect.
Yeah, and Jeff Morris is a much-loved figure down at Port Adelaide.
He can't be doing.
And got some information the last couple of days, but, you know, Nathan Bassett wanted to, he was looking at a pay cut, but somehow Port Adelaide have found and accommodated his contract, and he's done a marvellous job down there, Bass.
Yes, he has.
But someone had to give way.
and it was Jeff Morris. So
it's sad when we lose people don't like in hearing footy that like bird. That. Mm. Like I'm okay with contracts and going up and down, but when you lose good people in footy, it's just sad. Just to help someone else out. But is that the flow-on effect from Kenny down, or is that
I don't know about that. But it's just the bloody virus. And Port Magpies will be back in the SANFL next year, as with the Adelaide Crows SANFL teams. Yes. But there is some resistance from some traditional SANFL clubs about that decision as well, Boone.
Mm. Well, I can understand that as well, Jazz. Well, we didn't think they were coming back.
But, now, mate, what's that above your top lip, please? Are you growing?
This is Movember. Mm-hmm. We are raising money, Jazz. And thank you for noticing, because I can't even notice it when I get in the right light.
Only the shadow. It was just a bit of shadow. And I thought, hang on, he's got a little bloody little snarl up there.
Nah, this is for a good cause, Jazz. I'm raising money.
And
we had Dipper on last week to talk about it.
He got voted the number one mo, didn't he?
Over Movember. Bristle.
Over who?
It came down between him and Bristle, and Dipper won.
Bristle's dies his.
No,
Dipper's.
Does he really?
Yeah, Bristle.
Oh, bloody.
Oh, doesn't he?
No, seriously, get on board. This Movember, your support will change the face of men's health, raising awareness and funds for mental health and suicide prevention, prostate cancer and testicular cancer. Sign up at Movember.com. This is The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Footy news next, and Bernie's hot Melbourne Cup tip, Triple M.
Bern, plenty of football news happening here on The Rush Hour. We caught up with Jay Clark earlier, and we spoke about the Adelaide Crows. Has to match the Brad Crouch offer, but will the Saints do a deal? What's your gut feel? Because this may get ugly, and there's no way that the Adelaide Crows can accept pick 23 as a compost selection. No way, Boone.
No way is Brad Crouch worth way more than that, Jars, and put a lot of time into the development of that man. He's won best and fairest. So, I mean, it could get a little bit ugly, Jars, but both parties have said they want to part ways, and he wants to get to the Saints now, so... probably, as Jay said, it'll be some pick swaps. So Saints don't want to give up that pick 14. Mm. But I think that's about right, don't you? Pick 14?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
They don't want to give 14 up, whereas if it's pick swaps.
Pick 14 plus a player or two?
Well, plus would you be a player. Happy with that? Maybe plus a Luke Dunstan or a Jack Billings, as Jay Clark said. Yeah. Jack Billings is a former top five, I think, draft pick. So I know that doesn't mean anything, but he's super high-end talent. So he might thrive in the Adelaide conditions. So watch this space with that one. Jesse Hogan, he's nominated GWS officially, Jars. So he'll get to there, probably for a third-round pick, as we mentioned, because his value's gone right down. You know, he went to the Dockers for pick six, Jars.
Did he really?
Pick six Melbourne got. Was it 2 years ago, I think? 2 years ago, which they intended to use it on Stephen May.
Yeah,
so they got Stephen May from the Gold Coast with that pick. So Adam Treloar. Now, Adam Treloar at Collingwood, that's getting ugly because now it's he said, she said type thing with the playing group and the coaching
Nathan
staff.
Well, had a conversation with Treloar last week, Byrne, right?
Yes.
Got on the phone and basically told Treloar that the senior players don't want to play with you anymore. How brutal is that?
That is brutal, and I don't think it's true, is it? I'm not sure what. Something's happened there because he's since come out and said... No, the playing group hasn't said that. So, I don't know. Someone's lying. Someone's not telling the truth
there.
Well,
Buckley's come out and denied that intel that he did.
He has.
Nathan Buckley's come out and said that is just absolute rumour and innuendo.
You got to feel for the player, though.
Oh, feel for Treloar.
Saying his teammates basically don't want him, don't rate him, and he's not going to be part of their future when, again, he's a good player in the competition, Jars. I know he's got his knocks on his defensive stuff and doesn't get... a lot of touches in the forward half, but I'm saying he's a top end talent. $900,000 a year, Jay Clark said he's on.
No way. Don't tease me. Don't.
And Zach Williams.
Zach Williams has gone from GWS to the Carlton Football Club. Well done, Carlton. It's no wonder you've been the laughing stock the last 20 years. This man is not worth $800,000 or $900,000 a year.
No, Jar. Not even close.
He's getting way overs. It's no wonder the game's broke.
You know what he's getting paid on? That word you hate, potential.
Don't go
he's
there.
Getting. Oh, sorry.
Don't
I'll
say.
Move
it.
On. I'll move on. I'll move straight on.
Please.
Hey, Ben Brown. He's nominated Melbourne, my former club. Okay. So he wants to get there. But as Jay said,
are you happy
have to
with
shuffle.
That, Burn? Ex-Demon?
You know what? Yes, I am. Because they need a forward. They need a forward, Jars. And he's basically the only one available that they could probably get at the time. So it's going to have to shuffle it around because Tom McDonald's probably going to have to. Go to another club because he's on pretty good money and he's not even playing at the moment. So, or not playing very well. So, they're going to probably have to move him on. But Plenty of things happening, Jars.
What about GWS have made AFL history, becoming the first club to officially match a rival's team bid on a restricted free agent? I'm talking about Jeremy Cameron.
I didn't realise that a club hadn't done that. I thought Adelaide actually did that with Dangerfield. That's why they had to trade for him with those with that pick and a couple of players.
Geelong's offered Cameron a 5-year deal plus incentives worth around $900,000 per season.
On potential.
No, he's proven. He's proven, Jars. He's okay, worth that. Bird. If anyone in the competition's worth that, Jeremy Cameron is, because he's won the Coleman. He's been a star of that team. Yeah. He didn't have a great year last year, don't get me wrong, but he is a player. You pay him 900 before you go paying some others that are on 900, Jars. Trust me.
Yeah, I'm with you, Burn. What are we worth on the radio draft? Say if we had our own radio talent draft and we had to move around, what would we be worth and some draft picks with other stations?
Well, I reckon I'll be... There's your
answer. Are you a first rounder or would I be a second rounder? What about Ru and Ditz?
I don't want to go there.
Ditz will be fourth.
Nah, I reckon, $9 million over 3 years?
No. That's if they took a step down. It is the rush hour with Bernie and Jars. Speaking of high price, you want Bernie Vince to host your event, feel free to get in touch with us here at Triple M if you've got that kind of money. Triple M.
Now, tomorrow's a big day, Bern.
Oh, it is. It is,
Jars. Does the nation stop for about 4 or 5 minutes?
They do stop, Jars. And, it's a public holiday over there in Victoria. But here, we basically is a public holiday, isn't it? After lunch, people work through to lunch and then knock off, have a few beers and watch.
Get on it.
The race in the afternoon. So, got a few tips passed on. I'll get to the cup in a sec. I've got a couple other races at the moment, though.
Okay, Bern.
At Flemington, though, race 1, number 7, Marine 1, Jars. Write that one down. It's currently paying $3.40 at the moment. Trialled really well.
Thank you.
And a mate of mine knows the guys in the stable and said, mate, get on this. That will win, hopefully. That's what he said.
Good boy.
Race 8, number 8, Harbour Views. Currently at about $7. Been a bit unlucky, this horse, but I think it's right to win, right to go. Yeah. Race 8, number 8, that one, Judge. You got that? Yes, it's pretty easy to remember, just one number. Randwick 5, number 10, Perfect Radiance. Currently about $3.10 as well. So that's prime to win as well. But for the cup, always like to pick a couple in the cup, Jars, because every horse in this race is very good horse. But a couple of gone pretty well in the past. Surprise Baby is my pick.
Wow.
Surprise Baby.
Well, what number's that?
It's paying about $13 at the moment. Surprise Baby is number 13.
There you
13.
Go.
It's into nines at the moment. $9. Oh. Jesus,
is that
nine.
Barrier 7?
Yes, Barrier 7. Oh. Surprise Baby. So that's another very good one. Very elegant. Very elegant is paying $12 at the moment, Jars. Now, this is a proven horse as well at the trip. Then I think its last race was over 2,400 as well. So just a little bit longer, but finished very well.
Very
so
elegant.
That is one you should
Chris
have
Waller.
In your three.
You played and very elegantly, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you're a bit of a name man as well, aren't you? You like to pick them on name. So that's a nice one for you. And Russian Camelot. Russian Camelot. It's a favourite of mine. I've backed this a few times before. Always around the mark. Just hasn't quite probably finished off this prep. But I'm still backing it, Jars. I back this. You know when I back this?
What's that, Ben?
I backed this back in May, I reckon it was. I got on it.
This is a good omen for you. Jeez.
Well, I've been on it for a long time. Right, I did back it for a lot of other races too, but it's sort of just let me down a bit. But I'm sticking with it for this one last race.
Righto. Burns
but
Melbourne Cup tips, 13, 7 and 15.
That's the one.
That's the boy. Burn,
that's the one.
I just go with numbers. Everyone likes to go with colours, just quickly. Yeah. But my three favourite numbers of all time, number 2, number 10 after the great Barry Robbin, and number 17.
Ah, nice. So they're after my me. Three.
Yeah, correct.
So after me.
Spot on.
Oh, there you
spot
go.
On.
Thank you, Jars. Nah. Getting it right around me. My favourite isn't number 2. But,
hang on.
Sorry.
I got fired. 17 was when I played in the 80s and one of them was McGeary in a BNF.
How many of those did you win, Jars?
I don't want to say too much.
Two?
2-time, 4-time, 8-time, 10-time, 8-6-time.
And we've got to gamble responsibly, don't we?
Absolutely. The gambling helpline, 1-800-858-858 for free 24/7 confidential gambling help.
Nice to have you back, Haydo. Now, let's go straight to the Adelaide Crows' new assistant coach and much-loved figure down at the Adelaide Crows when he was our club captain and played for our football club, a very dear friend of yours.
Yes.
Nathan Van Bello joins us for the first time on this Rush Hour's top-rating global show. VB, welcome and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jazz. Thank you, Bern. What an honour to be on the Rush Hour with you too. I've been waiting for this moment. I've been seeing Bern up for a while. So can't
waiting for minutes.
He's been pestering me to come on the show, Jazz, do you believe?
That's the boy, Bern.
Veebs, why? Why are you coming home? Is it the opportunity? I mean, it's all coming back to where it all started back in 2004 draft, I think you were. You must be excited.
Yeah, Bern. Nah, pumped to be coming back to Adelaide, mate. It's where my heart lies in terms of the Adelaide Footy Club, and got a lot of old mates still around the club, still playing a few of them, and a lot of young talent coming through now too. So, I mean, seeing the club go through some challenging times the last couple of years has been difficult to watch from afar, but I'm really looking forward to getting in. And, I mean, the back end of this year in particular was pretty impressive from the group, from a few of the young fellas coming through. So, looking forward to getting down, touching base with the guys that I've worked with previously, but then also a few of the young faces around. So, can't wait to get back. And obviously, my wife Jess is from Adelaide too, so back with her family, which is also exciting.
It would be exciting for her to get back. Hey, it's been a nice little natural progression for you coaching-wise. You started, obviously, at the Adelaide Footy Club in a development role. You went over to Perth and worked under Sam Mitchell, I think it was, in 18. And then you've had the main gig the last 2 years. Now, listen to some of these names in the midfield. Jars.
Yeah, mate.
Gaff, Shuey, Nat Nui, nice. Redden, Yo, Jetta. Yeah. I could keep going.
Scary,
but, geez, it must be a good experience to work with some of those elite players.
Mm. Oh, it was, Bern. It reminded me of working with you back in the day. Didn't it?
So, that's the boy.
Is that what I was meant to say, Bern?
Yeah, no, it was the next question you meant to say that. Like, I was better than any of them. But no, I'll take that.
Mate. It was, to be honest, it was... It was a pleasure to work with those guys. I mean, they're some elite talents, as you touched on. And 2018 was a really special year at West Coast, and that grand final was pretty stressful, but we managed to get through and come out on top, which was a great experience, to be honest. And even working with a few of the young guys over at West Coast as well, and seeing how they've developed and taken a bit out of those senior players and what they do really well. So. Learn a lot, but really looking forward to getting back and hopefully passing on a fair bit to the young guys in particular back at Adelaide.
Adelaide Crows under siege this year, VB, Wooden Spooners. Someone has to pick that up from the AFL house, but it's not your worry. What do you think needs to be fixed up over the summer? What two or three areas, key areas, that these boys need to work through to get back into being a competitive side next year?
Oh, look, Jazz, I think they certainly turned the corner in the back end of the year, and I think with a young group in particular, and with a new senior coach with Matty Nix's first year, it's really important that you get your system down pat and everyone's on the same page, which this year every club would argue the same. That's been so difficult with the COVID restrictions and the way that we're able to train and the limited training you could actually do. The hub environments were difficult to a certain degree as well. So it's been a massive challenge. And for a young group, that's only amplified. So I think that you sort of, a bit of the fruits later in the year where, the system was starting to come into place. So another pre-season under the belt of the young guys and also the senior guys getting around a new system will be really important. And hopefully a bit of experience too. I mean, those young guys that played some footy throughout the year, they're going to be better for, the 5-10 games that they all played. And it always holds you in good stead.
A stoppage and contested ball was a real concern throughout the majority of the year. It started to get it right towards the back end. I'm sure that'll be a focus going in.
Yeah, Bern. So, I mean, back end of the year, I think they played a few of their older boys through the middle with Sloan, with Laird. Riley O'Brien had a really solid year, obviously winning the Malcolm Blight medal. Mm. I mean, and Matty Crouch is still in there too. So it's, some old heads in there, but you're going to have to, we're going to no doubt bring some young guys through there. They've certainly shown some positive signs. But, it's a massive part of the game, stoppages and clearances, because it means you can play the game in your half and give your forwards best crack at it. So Tex has already been on the phone to me saying we need some supply down there. So
What's he saying? Pick me? That's the boy.
Oh, geez, you're harsh. Geez, you're harsh.
No, that's how we roll.
We love the big Texan.
Hey, I spoke before about your natural progression through the coaching ranks. It's looking very nice, that CV of yours now.
Yes.
Do you have coaching aspirations at a senior level to be the senior coach one day? Because most people that are in your role are looking forward to doing that. Is that on your radar?
Not at the moment, Bern, to be brutally honest. I'm probably sitting there just learning my craft at the moment, and it's going to be obviously a different challenge with a young playing group now, which I'm really excited about, and almost going back to a developmental phase to a certain degree. But I'm excited by it. I'm invigorated by it. I'm just going to, you know, take it. I know it's cliche, mate, but year by year, and just see where that goes. But at the moment, I don't have a burning desire to be a senior coach. But things do change. But for now, it's about just honing in on what I'm doing and doing it well, and then see what happens from there.
Talking to former Adelaide Crows, Nathan Van Berlo, back home to the West Lakes. VB, before we let you depart, living with Bernie Vince, how would you describe that in three words?
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Careful.
I would say enjoyable.
Right.
Yes.
Tick.
Like it.
Challenging.
Oh, my God.
And
scary.
Yeah, scary. Yeah, scary definitely sums up. I reckon, Jazz.
Well, there's a positive first one.
Well, Jazz, the number of times I came home on a Monday, Bernie will vouch for this, I reckon it's about a dozen times over a couple of years, where I'd come home on a Monday night and I'd go, Bern, we spoke about you at leadership meeting again this week, mate.
Again? What did you do this time would be the first one. Oh, no.
He'd go, never. What about? Nothing. What about? And I'd go, oh, mate, you know, and we'd have to work through it again. But funnily enough, we've come out the other side, bloody good mate. So he claims to have developed our leadership, both myself and moved out with Tex Walker after that. So hardened us up for sure.
Oh, well done, mate. Great to chat. No doubt we'll have a few more chats throughout the year next year, and they're looking forward to seeing the boys' progress under Nathan Van Berlo.
Thanks very much, guys. Look forward to catching up.
And there he is, Bern. Your former housemate.
I was developing their leadership, Jazz.
Enjoyable, challenging, but scary. That's your three pillars.
I'm just developing their leadership, Jazz. Yeah. Like, you've got to send challenges to the people above you to test to see how good they are.
This is a rush hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
It's back.
Where's the It's Fantastic bit?
Where is the It's Fantastic?
Well, it's fantastic.
Benny's cut it.
Hang on.
Oh, Benny.
Has someone cracked it?
Yeah.
Benny did.
Hang on.
Nah. Someone's
it's gone.
Yeah, Benny's someone's wrecked it.
He's left you a drive-by heyday before he departed the premises.
Wow, this is ridiculous.
At least you play my Benny Hill music. Now, your fun facts, they're talking about it around Henry Beach.
Yeah, it's
getting
bigger.
On the weekend, I got pulled up that many times. My mate Tone down at Cheeky Greek, Freddie downstairs at Canetto.
Yes,
we want more fun facts.
Mm, good. Well, this one's for you, Judge. You're pretty cool, aren't you? Pretty hip, as they say.
Well, I think I am.
You know the term, like, g'day, brah? How are you, brah?
G'day,
you know where that originated from?
Where's that, brah?
The term brah is Hawaiian pidgin, short for brada, which is brother, and was popularised by surf culture.
Yeah.
There you go.
All the surfies are listening to us now.
Rory Sloan here.
There you go. Rory Sloan here.
That's a good one.
That's why they call it bra.
Well done.
Brada.
So now when I see you on the phone, g'day bra.
Yeah, g'day bra. You can know where that's from. Hawaiian pigeon. That.
Good morning.
But brada. Okay, here's another one, Joe.
Yes, Ben.
Nebraska.
Yes, sir.
It's an official state slogan. What's the state slogan here in South Australia, Jazz?
Well, for me, it's Adelaide, just do it.
That's quite a clash with Nike, but
that's Nike. That's the biggest brand in the world. You've just pinched it off them.
And Jazz, you can cross off. I'm loving it. That's McDonald's. And finger licking goods. KFC, put some bloody work into it.
I said, come up with something original. Not the original three-piece feed, original recipe.
Sorry there. Oh, God.
Well, anyway, yes, Nebraska's official state slogan is this. And you think it'd be something, you know, quite positive. It's this.
Right.
Honestly, it's not for everyone. That is their official state slogan. That might be our slogan for our show, I reckon.
I like it.
Who can we do
write
that?
Write a letter to the
it's
mayor.
It's not for everyone.
Write a letter to the mayor over
That's
there.
Funny.
Where did you say it was from again?
Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska.
Oh, you know him well? you write it. Seeing you sound so good at English. One more. Bluetooth.
Well, you're only doing two.
Okay, yeah. I better only do two because I'll run.
We've got to get going.
Bluetooth technology was named after a 10th century king, Jazz. Can you imagine that back then?
I love
King Harald Bluetooth. He united Denmark and Norway, just like the wireless technology United Computers and Cell Phones. Yeah. There you go. Every time you log on to Bluetooth.
Yeah.
There we go.
And I'm Lord Andrew Jarman. As you know, I've got a Scottish plot.
There we go.
He's gone there again, is he?
No, I've just got Jars of shit. I've had to take it off him. What's happened? Are not South Australian slogans, Jars. South Australia, just do it. South Australia, think different. South Australia, because you're worth it. South Australia, melts in your mouth, not in your hands. South Australia, breakfast for champions.
It's the rush hour.
Jars, see ya, brah.
See ya, brah.